kayo'y nakikinig sa Australia Explained, ang SBS audio podcast na gagabay sa inyong pamumuhay sa Australia.
I grew up with a lot of cousins. I think it's natural for us Filipinos that, you know, we try to help out our relatives. We have to take care of the younger relatives. So I think that's a big influence for me that even when I was younger, I remember, I always remember that it's always my part of my prayer that, Lord, if given a chance, please allow me to be a mother someday. And now I have a 2 sons, so I feel so blessed.
Hulog ng langit kung ituring ng nurse at ngayon nagtatrabaho sa Disability Care Center na si Marita Deo Lovett mula Bukidnon, ang kanyang 2 anak na lalaki. Kaya naman katuwang ang asawa, hands-on ang mga ito sa pagpapalaki sa mga bata. At para mangyari ito, salitan ang mag-asawa sa pagtatrabaho. Umaga ang kanyang asawa, night shift naman si Marie. Kwento niya, prioridad nila ang kaligtasan ng mga bata. Kaya naman sobrang maingat sila kapag nagbabiyahe.
Especially when the kids are on board, I'm very, very cautious when I'm driving. I'm always vigilant. Especially nowadays, you would observe that there's a lot of very aggressive drivers everywhere. So now I'm much more like a defensive driver and I'm very cautious. I just make sure that, you know, I follow the rules to avoid any accidents.
Isa sa kanilang isinaalang-alang ang pagpili ng tamang car seat sa kanilang mga anak na isang 2 taong gulang at isang infant para sa mas ligtas na pagbiyahe.
Because, you know, in Philippines, we don't really have this kind of like strict rules. So when I got pregnant, I was really reading up about this in the certain age, what kind of the car seats are you gonna use and the positions. I gathered information from the internet. But I was more reliable on the experience of my friends around me that was already their parents. Mm-hmm. So, yes. And then when it comes to the brand, I don't really think that it really matters on the brand. It's more matter on the functionality and of the car seat, on the safety ratings. That's the one thing that I have to consider. And, you know, when it comes to car seat, there's a certain like car seat appropriate for a certain age. So, and also there's a Facebook group for moms, which is very, very informative because a lot of moms are sharing their experiences on a certain brand of car seats.
Maliban doon, may napanood din silang mag-asawa na aksidente sa telebisyon na nangyari dito sa bansa na nagbukas ng kanilang mga mata.
The father was driving the car and they got into an accident. He was actually carrying the baby. Like, the baby is sitting in front of him, in front of his dad who is driving. And then when they got into an accident, the baby was really hospitalized and got serious injuries. So if the father was using a car seat, it would be a different scenario. Like, he could have saved the baby or it would be a less injury for the baby.
Batay sa National Child Restraint Laws dito sa Australia, kinakailangan ang lahat ng mga bata ay dapat nakaupo sa tamang car seat na tugma sa kanilang edad at taas. Gayunpaman, sabi ni Associate Professor Warwick Teague, ang direktor ng Trauma Services sa Royal Children's Hospital sa Melbourne, madalas na nalilito o isang hamon para sa magulang kapag lumipat mula sa isang car seat patungo sa susunod o kapag nagpa siyang huwag nang gumamit nito.
At the moment, because of a gap between what is legal and what is best practice, and because that gap invites in uncertainty and poorly informed decision making, many Australian children are travelling in cars in a way that is less safe than they could be. We want families and children to be travelling in cars with the safest best practice restraint, and that is often over and above that which is required by law.
Dagdag nito, bagaman parehong basihan ang edad at taas ng pagpili ng tamang car seat, mahalaga na bigyang pansin ang fitting ng bata dito. Magkakaiba kasi ang katawan ng bata para masiguro ang optimal safety o kaligtasan nito.
The most important is fit, and fit is a combination of height and age and the way in which our body is proportioned. Some people have very long torsos and less long legs. Some people have really long legs and a less long torso. And all of these things make a difference in how we fit into a seat.
Tandaan, ang mga shoulder markers sa lahat ng car seats na compliant sa Australian standard ay ang tamang gabay kung fit pa ba ang bata sa kanyang car seat. Hanggat hindi pa ito lalampas sa mga marker na ito, mahalaga na manatili sila sa car seat na kanilang ginagamit.
So our advice really centers around the concept of whether your child fits into the car seat, and to keep each age group and each child in the car seat that they started in for as long as they fit, because the car seat that they started in represents the safest option. And as they progress from one type to another, it's only because they no longer fit in the first child seat option that they should move on.
Ang isang bata ay dapat panatilihin o nasa rearward facing o kaharap sa likod hanggat maaari. Kapag kasi may aksidente at ang bata ay nasa ganitong posisyon, pinapayagan ng posisyong ito ang ulo ng bata na mag-sink back at kinakalat ang puwersa sa buong upuan at pumipigil sa risk ng injury. Gayunpaman, hindi ganito ang mangyayari kapag naka-forward facing ang bata.
In the moment of a crash, when that terrible screeching halt happens, their head is flung forward first so that their nose will probably touch onto their breastplate. It'll just bend over and snap, over it goes. And so that is a moment of terrible, potentially life-ending, very likely life-redefining injury to the spine.
Mahigpit na payo ni Professor Tig, panatilihin ang bata na nasa rearward facing o nakaharap sa likod kahit lampas na sa 6 na buwan.
Parents should know that when their child no longer fits in that rearward facing car seat, that there may be another option for them to buy, and we accept that there is a cost, that keeps them rearward facing but allows them more growth room so they can still fit. And that would represent the safest option for that child, rather than being moved to be forward facing with a multi-point harness system. So even at those first 6, 9, 12, 15 months of age, we should be keeping our children rearward facing as long as they fit.
Samantala, binigyang diin ni Bernard Carlin, ang Executive Director ng Center for Road Safety, ang malawakang isyo ng maling pagkakabit ng car seat sa mga sasakyan. Sabi nito, sa buong Australia, lumabas na 2 sa 3 child car seats ay mali ang pagkakabit. Paalala nito, sa magulang at carers, dapat sumunod sa manufacturer's instruction o sa professional fitting services upang ma-maximize ang kaligtasan ng mga batang pasahero.
Across Australia, but in particular New South Wales, more than 300 child restraint fitting stations. But as well, we also have lots of programs that are run in local government and in some in-language programs that are run where there's a high proportion of non-English speaking communities. And we also have in our health services for people who are disadvantaged programs which actually also support people to purchase child restraint if they have financial constraints.
Dagdag pa nito, napakahalaga na tiyakin na ang car seats ng mga bata ay sumunod sa mga pamantayan ng Australia para sa kaligtasan. Ibig sabihin, ang mga upuan na binili sa ibang bansa ay maaaring hindi tumugma sa mga tiyak na pamantayan ng kaligtasan na itinakda ng Australian regulations.
Highly recommend that when people come to Australia that they actually look for a child car seat that's actually designed for the Australian standard, as well as look for the safest seat that's available within their means as well. And so you can see child car seat data and information on our website, star ratings, where we've crash tested all of these new available child car seats and given them a rating for both protection but also ease of use.
Kapag gumamit ng taxi for hire or rideshare services, maaaring magkaiba ang batas sa child car restraint sa iba't ibang estado at teritoryo ng Australia. Kaya't mas mabuti na magtanong sa mga kinauukulan upang maunawaan ang mga tiyak na regulasyon na naaangkop sa iyong lokasyon.
When you're booking, ensure that you've let the service provider know that you require that child car seat. Of course, you do need to, if you're going to be traveling with your own child car seat, ensure that it's properly fitted. Really important that no matter what sort of vehicle you're traveling in and whether you're accessing a rideshare vehicle or a taxi or your own private vehicle or even a family friend or a carer that's looking after your children, that we have the right child car seat and it's properly fitted.
Ayon kay Professor Teague, maaaring ayaw na ng iyong anak na gumamit ng booster seat at dapat i-check ito sa 5-step test bago payagan.
There is a test called the five-step test. They need to be able to sit with their back against the back of the seat. That's the first step. The second step is that their knees need to bend comfortably over the front of the seat that they're sitting on. The lap part of the seat belt needs to sit low across the thighs. That's number three. Number four is the sash part needs to cross the shoulder at the center of the shoulder. Now, the fifth part is that we need to do all of those four things for all the journey.
Mahalaga din na patuloy ang check at adjustment dahil maaring nag-iiba ang fitting ng bata dahil lumalaki na ito. Depende din sa sasakyan at maging depende sa suot nilang damit.
It's not a set and forget moment really ever. We have to keep adjusting it. And that's a pity, but that is also what we need to do so that if the crash occurs, we know we have done what is safest for our children. Once the car crash is happening, the child's safety is determined by the physics and the forces, which are terrible. And if we have them in a less safe position, the risk and the reality of injury increase.
Para kay Marie, walang may alam kung kailan ang oras ng aksidente. Ngunit bilang mga magulang, may kakayahan ang bawat isa na bigyang pansin ang kaligtasan ng mga anak sa bawat biyahe. Sa patuloy na paggawa ng ligtas na mga desisyon tulad ng wastong paggamit at pagpili ng car seat, pagtiyak ng tamang fitting at adjustments, pagsunod sa batas trapiko, maaring mabawasan ng malaki ang mga panganib at protektahan ang ating mga anak sa pangyayaring di inaasahan.
Kids, they are the greatest gift from God, first of all. And then, so when my kids arrived, it really changed me as a person, it changed my life. Yeah, and also kids, it's a big responsibility. They can also be a source of your inspiration.
Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Yumi Uba na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.
Inyong napakinggan ang isang SBS audio podcast. Para sa iba pang nilalaman ng Australia Explained, bisitahin ang sbs.com.au/australiaexplained.